So the rule is that we're learning Briti Shalom 394. The rule is that the Yetzer Hara, he attacks a person in these two main things, which is Tikkun HaBrit and prayer. Oy, shebahem talui kol tikkun adam, because on these things, all the fixing of a man is dependent. V'davka sham Yetzer Hara machnis shichecha v'shena kazo, she'adam oved al kol davar kol yosh shnei advarim elu. That over there in that place, the Yetzer Hara, puts him into a deep sleep. Don't work on your belief. Don't daven before anything. Puts him into a deep forgetfulness. Forget the davening. Forget how important it is to daven. These two things, the main things. He'll let it, the Yetzer Hara will give a person to work at anything and everything completely. To be a complete holy person besides these two things. Shmirat HaBrit and Tefillah. He doesn't care. Do many mitzvahs. Learn all the Torah. Doesn't scare him at all. Because he knows that it'll screw it all up. He knows that that old person will do it, and I will suck all the power out of it. Okay? I'll make him get angry. I'll make him get upset. I'll make him have to be haughty from his learning. I don't know what to do. The Yetzer Hara says. Okay? Ad hayom lo mevinim. Until today, we don't understand what the main subduing the Yetzer Hara, bringing him down, is through prayer. What are you going to say? It says that the Torah is the medicine against the Yetzer Hara. It's true. And what does it say in the Torah? To pray. It says that Shivot Ha'Yerovecha. Gam Ma She'Kore Kore Berig Hazeh Zot Torah She'Meyoto Ech Achni the Yetzer Hara Letfilah. And also what we're reading right now is Torah, which is teaching you what the Torah says. And why is the Torah the power to subdue Yetzer Hara? Because the Torah teaches you have to pray, but the prayer is the one to brings down the Yetzer Hara. Who teaches you that? The Torah. That's what the Torah is, what brings the Yetzer Hara down through the Tefillah. Because it doesn't say I gave you learning Torah to overcome Yetzer Hara. I gave you the Torah to overcome Yetzer Hara, not the learning of the Torah. Okay? That's what we ask in Shmon Esre. Hashiveinu avinu leTorahtecha. Return us, our Father, to your Torah. If learning Torah was the main thing, you should have said, return us, our Father, to the learning Torah. Teach us the Torah, right? Not return us to the Torah. What's to the Torah? So it's something deeper. The Torah in general is something deeper. Not just the learning of the Torah, the Torah itself. What is the Torah teaching us, right? It's not enough just to learn what it says. We need to go in the ways of the Torah, to follow the path. That's really what Torah is. חייבים להבין שהתכלית היא להגיע לאהבת השם וביטות השם לאהבה. We must understand that the goal of our life is to reach loving Hashem, to reach nullification to Hashem completely, to reach humility. וזה נעשה אך ורק על ידי שני היסודות. This is done only through these two main ideas of Tikkun HaBrit and Tefillah. All the rest of the things that we do can help us come close to Tikkun HaBrit and Tefillah. And if a person does not, he can do all kinds of mitzvahs with the wrong intention, and it's a distance from Hashem. But tefillah, if a person really prays, he'll never distance. He can't be gaiva by praying. If you can't, when you're praying, you're telling Hashem, I can't do anything. You can do everything. So you can't get gaiva. What do you mean? I'm praying. Even the prayer, I can't pray. I can't do anything in the world. Hashem, you have the power to give me that way. You're doing it. You're giving me the will to pray, the power to pray. You taught me. You gave me in forest fields, and you gave me a Rabbeinu that taught us that I could pray. I could talk to Hashem. You can't come to that. And also, Tikkun HaBrit, a person sees that he cannot really overcome the Yetzer Hara. There's no way in the world. Only Hashem can help them overcome the Yetzer Hara. The goal is to know that you're nothing. You're nothing. The only one, Hashem. Anything which I have is Hashem. He gave me this power. He gave us this talent. He gave me. Not to say that I don't have talent. I have talent. I could talk in front of the public. Here, you see, I talk. I know the language. I could translate very nicely. But to know it's not me. That's the point. Not to say I'm nothing, so I can't do anything. That's gaiva itself. What do you mean? You can do it. We know you can't do it. Hashem can do. He can do it through you. So of course we're going to learn Torah. Otherwise we won't know what to do.
So what's the difference between what you're saying and the concept of praying on something?
What do you mean?
Well, you hear a lot, and that word a lot in Yeshiva, pray on it. Pray, just pray on it. Don't ask for it. Pray on it. So, you know, that's like a concept that I'm still grasping, you know, trying to get a hold of that. Pray on it. Because I've always been taught that you pray for something.
Yeah, for something. What's pray on something?
Yeah.
Who do you hear from?
Rabbi Gosari.
Maybe this does not translate the right way. He's not English speaking from home. Because in Hebrew, that's how you say it. It's Palea Zeh. In Hebrew, he's translating from Hebrew. In Hebrew, you say it, it's Palea Zeh, pray on it.
Pray on it. Yeah.
You don't say it's Palea Bishvil Zeh, for it, or Le Zeh. That's why he's just translating. He means to pray for something.
But if you pray on it because you want it to happen, it doesn't mean that. He means pray for it.
Right. That's what he means. See, he translates. I saw a few times he translates literally the. He's not English speaking from home. He has a very good English with someone who's not English speaking from home.
What about the concept of God is constantly whispering to us?
No.
We can be praying, but God is. Like God.
He even guides us what to pray for.
Yeah, that God wanted Sarah to have a baby. She kept telling him. God kept telling her, you're going to have a baby. And she kept. And she said, I'm whatever age she was. She said, and there are many other worthy women. So if I'm going to have a baby, they're all going to have babies. I don't want to be the only one that has a baby.
That's how it was. Immediately she took that power of...
It was like whispering. Letting her know that she just had to keep praying for it was going to happen. And her answer to God was, if it's going to happen to me, it has to happen to everyone.
Yeah.
We didn't have children,
right? So it says that all the other women in the generation didn't have children. He had children when she had children, child.
Yeah.
She was 90 years old.
And in this hardship, the first Jewish baby
was born. Yeah, it's
kind of cool.
Yeah. טוב, we'll start with the בריתי שלום, ברוך השם, ברוך השם, ברוך השם. And some stories from Shmuel Shapira.